the fall chum salmon season on the Yukon begins today. This year's run is expected to be strong, more than 850,000 fish, likely more. Even with fishermen relying on chums in the face of unprecedented king salmon closures, fish and game biologist Jeff Eftenston says it should be enough to fill fish racks up and down the river.
So we don't anticipate, because of our run size this year, that there'll be any restrictions to the subsistence fishery, and that everybody should be able to get their subsistence needs.
Eftenston says the strong fall chum run will mean commercial openings in the lower Yukon as well. But while subsistence salmon fishing on the lower river through Galena has been open for some time, fishermen in Yukon near Stevens Village and Fort Yukon still can't fish at all, out of concern for Chinook. And when it comes to those imperiled kings, fish and game biologist Stephanie Schmidt says the numbers are looking better than the dire predictions from earlier this year, but they're still far from good.
Salmon run is nearly over in the lower Yukon, and the cumulative passage at the sonar project near Pilot Station is approximately 136,000 Chinook salmon.
Schmidt says this year's run is also a full week earlier than the historical average run time, as the final pulse of Chinook escapes into Canada, estimated to be up to 63,000 fish above the escapement target. Schmidt points to successful management and restraint from users along the river. As for those fishermen on the upper river still waiting for salmon, biologist Eftenston says those openings will come, and he's prepared to halt the commercial harvest if subsistence users upriver can't catch what they need.
If we get to points like we did last year where we kind of have doldrums, or kind of a lull, as we like to call it, we may find ourselves, you know, pulling back a little bit on the commercial fishery to let some fish by so that we have some going upriver for subsistence. Then once we get back to where we feel like we need to be, then we resume commercial fishing.
As the Chinook finish up their trip in American waters, subsistence salmon fishing should open up along the Yukon, upper Yukon, soon, as early as this weekend.